Okay, we're holding this Hashem in Hilchus Rechilus Klal Dalid, and the Chavetz Chaim in Sif Aleph told us that the Isur of Rechilus, that if somebody says something not nice about me to Reuven, so it's also, even though it was also for that person to say it to Reuven, but nevertheless, it's also Minatayra for Reuven to go now and tell me that which somebody said about me. And the Chavetz Chaim says that even in the case where I already know the information that Reuven said that somebody said something not nice to me, about me to Reuven. Nevertheless, now if Reuven would tell it to me, say it over, it'll be Ma'irer again, more upset at me, at that person who spoke Rechilus again, who spoke not nicely about me. And that also is considered Rechilus, as he says at the end of Sifra Aleph, because now through him speaking, something new is created. Because what he did is he caused now that I'm going to have a sinner for that person. And then he tells us a second chiddush. What happens if somebody, let's say Beryl, told Reuven and Shimon? Now his example is of Reuven. Reuven said something not nice about Shimon to two people. To Aleph and Beis. So Reuven said something not nice about Shimon to Mr. Aleph and Mr. Beis. And now Aleph went and he said, he snitched and he said, you know what Reuven said about you. So L'chayra, now L'chayra, the damage is done. Is it also now for Shimon, for the second person rather, to go and tell Shimon? So he says, Aval Bikain, Yizoy Hashem Yishlul Galas Dovah Zeh L'Shimon. Nevertheless, it's still also for the second person to say it. And surely if he says it in more geshmak way, it's forbidden to asur. He's considered a reichel. That's pashit. That if, let's say, when Shimon was told by Mr. A that Reuven said something not nice about you, so Shimon wasn't really so sure. Maybe Reuven really didn't say that not nice thing. Like now, if let's say Shimon is going to say to number two, is it true what he said? That Titaka said something not nice about me? So in that case, when number two says that to Shimon, then for sure it's an Isur. Because now, for sure, but till now, he wasn't sure whether the guy was schmutzed him. Now he's going to know for sure. And even if it's not that case, that Shimon Taka accepted, as he wasn't allowed to, but he accepted that Reuven Taka said something not nice about it. Because now when a second person tells it to him again, it's going to strengthen that hatred that he has. She is kabelets lo yosek. She is mivim shnayim mivshir shemei rak v'piyachon. If you just heard it from one person, it's not going to be the same impression as when he hears it from a second person. Also, the gam pa'amim shiavo gam kein limriva idei zeh hasheni al yedei zeh hasheni shindus erechilus chadash. And also, it could be now it'll come out that they'll start another fight because of what happened. So therefore, it's not going to be ahead to the fact that the person knew about it. Or even if somebody actually told him about it, it's still not going to be hetter for the second person. And if, let's say, a person did say Rechilus, in other words, Aleph said to Shimon, Reuven said this not nice thing about you. And he wants to do tshuva now, Aleph. So he doesn't have a takon unless he asks Mechila from Reuven, and he's Mephaisim. And he has to do tshuva. And obviously, it's an aveira what he did. It's not only that he hurt somebody. And the same halachas as we have by Lashon Hara, that's what we would have by Rechilus. So we begin Baruch Hashem, Klal Hei, out of nine. So, Bechlal Zei Yivur Yisei Kabbalas Rechilus. So, Kishem Shasal Kabul Lashon Hara Min HaTorah, Kachosal Kabul Rechilus Min HaTorah. You know, as we learned that if somebody says Lashon Hara, somebody says something not nice about Shimon, so it's also for you to believe that it's true, because a person has a Cheskes Kashrus, and you're not allowed to believe that what this person is saying Especially since this person who's saying something not nice is being over and he said Rais of Lashon Hara. So this guy is a Rasha, he's saying Lashon Hara. So of course you can't believe what he's saying. And you're obligated to think in your mind it's not true what he said. Or even if some of the facts he said are true, but there could have been other circumstances involved. And if I would know the full picture, then I wouldn't feel I wouldn't degrade this person in my eyes. So therefore, it's an Issa deraisa. We learn out from Lisiso Lisasi that it's an Issa deraisa to believe Lashon Hara that somebody says about somebody else. And so too, it's also to be Makabel Rechilas. So if Aleph comes to me and tells me, you should know what Reuven said about you, it's an Issa deraisa for me to take as truth what he's saying. Shegami v'chal Lashon Hara dehainu, shelo yamin v'libay shema shesipa lo shekach v'kach osel l'ploini, that this is what he did, a dibro l'ploini hu emes. You're not allowed to believe it. But makabel over belisa say, and a person who believes it, he's over a lav. Shenemar leisisa shemeshav. Levad sharat lavin vasuyin. Besides other veiras that the Chavetz Chaim explained, and he says in the Chazal it says shloisha lashnar heiragdom. Ha'imrei, the one who says it, v'makabloi, the one who believes it, u'mishenemar olav, and the one who the Rechilas is said about. And he says, "V'makabel yosim ha'imrei." And the person who's makabel the lashon hara, it's even worse than the one who said it in an aspect, because first of all, by the fact that he's listening, you're giving the opening for this person to say lashon hara. If the person starts saying lashon hara, you would show a nasty face, and you'd say, "Please, don't say lashon hara." So then, obviously, it won't happen. V'amru chazal shkolam masapel lashon hara v'makabel lashon hara roid lashlich l'klavim. He's worthy to be thrown to the dogs. In other words, it's a nasty kind of aver. It's a corrupt aver. A corrupt in Adam al-Khaver. So he says, nevertheless, even though there's an Iser, even to listen to Rechilas, in other words, even if I don't believe it, I'm not allowed to listen to what somebody's saying. Not nice, that somebody said something not nice about me. Nevertheless, even if I don't believe it, so then the Chavetz Chaim tells us, however, we do have a Gemara that says, L'mechesh miboy, which means that if what this person is saying about me means he said something that he's going to do something to me, he's going to bashmutz me, he's going to steal my business, he's going to hurt me, if it's something that he's going to be doing, then, fakert, there's an obligation of that person to tell me that he's planning to do future damage to me, any type of damage, it would be awesome for me to accept it as truth, as 100% truth, but I am permitted and obligated, not only permitted, but I'm obligated to be chayshish, to protect myself, to not allow that thing to happen. So again, I'm not allowed to believe that this guy really, because this person is, he is a cheskes kashrus, so why should I believe that this person would want to hurt or steal my business, whatever. But nevertheless, I'm obligated even to be careful now not to share the information with anybody else about my business plan, or if it's a question of that there's a threat that somebody would hurt me, so I have to take the necessary measures to protect myself not to get hurt. And the Chavetz Chaim will explain to us that the method that a person, if there's an Iser even to listen to Rechilas, so how am I going to know? So as the Chavetz Chaim told us in Hilchos Lashon Hara, if you hear he's about to tell you something about what somebody did and to me or said about me, so the Eitzah is that you have to stop the person and say, if what you're telling me is relevant for the future, that I can help myself, protect myself, then I'm ready to hear, and you have a mitzvah to tell me, and I have a mitzvah to protect myself. But if you're just telling me about things that he did something not nice, he said something not nice about me, whatever, then I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it, because then I want to protect you and myself from the Iser Rechilas. So that's what he says, that afal shmias Rechilas bovad gam ken yeshisa. Even to listen to Rechilas is an Iser. K'moy lashon hara. After beis hashmia le nikbar adayim b'daitim yamin aloi. Even though when you're listening, you haven't decided if you'll believe it. But nevertheless, to believe Lashon Hara, to believe Rechilas is worse. Galinian Shmiya, because as far as listening is concerned, if I understand from the way the conversation is going that this information is necessary for me for the future. It seems like he wants to warn me that somebody wants to hurt me or bumono or cause me damage. Then avada, I'm allowed to listen. How to protect myself, but I'm not allowed to accept it. To accept it as truth, that I still can't do. Good.